Unlike the calm protests late last week, demonstrations Tuesday turned violent when thousands of young protesters faced off in Nairobi with the police. The protesters threw rocks at police, who fired tear gas to disperse them. The protesters Tuesday were demanding that President William Ruto resign and scrap what they describe as all illegal and illegitimate offices that use taxpayer money. Demonstrations reported in 37 counties and most major cities. The protests began last month in opposition to a huge unpopular finance bill that would have raised taxes on basic consumer goods like bread. After violent clashes last Tuesday left several people dead and a part of the parliament set on fire, Ruto said he would not sign the legislation and it would be withdrawn. Human rights groups say more than 40 protesters have been killed in what is now turning out to be a rapidly escalating crisis for Ruto's government. He has made other concessions, such as eliminating funds for an office for the First Lady. The protests have wide support in Nairobi. Johnny Chengamachira is calling on Ruto to listen to the protesters.
Government, talk with the youth, because we are living in poverty. Take action, Mr. President. Our boys and girls have no work. Do something, Mr. President.
Before protests started Tuesday morning, Kenya's Chief Judge Martha Koome appealed to police to refrain from using extreme force on the protesters.
We should not witness cases of excessive use of force that threaten the lives of peaceful and unharmed protesters. We cannot, for us judges and judicial officers, envisage anybody taking law into their own hands and taking away a life. Perpetrators must be charged and prosecuted in accordance with the law.
In addition to demanding that Ruto resign, the protesters demand that salaries and allowances for members of parliament be cut. Ruto has said that it is not within his power. This woman, who didn't give her name, backs the demonstrators.
They want their rights in finance bill. They should continue. We have suffered enough. Ruto must go.
Rights groups say more than 300 protesters have been injured and hundreds more arrested. For VOA Africa, I'm James Shimanyula in Nairobi.